time for the Vintage Truth Podcast with best-selling author and Bible teacher, Jeff Kinley.
Okay, fantastic. And hey, I have a very, very special podcast for you today. We're going to get to it in just a second here. But just by way of intro, I wanted to tell you, I just got back from a long trip to the East Coast, and I'll tell you more about that in just a minute. But my middle son is starting law school there, and so we were helping him move into his new apartment. But while we were there in Williamsburg, Virginia, we met with a dear friend of ours that we knew many years ago through ministry. And we were having some tea out in her sunroom there, and with my son and my wife and I, and we were talking about life. And she said something that really resonated with me, mainly because I'd put almost the exact same words in one of my books. And she basically said this. She said, you know, when I die, when I finish my course on this earth, I don't want to be with these people that are just sort of slithering into heaven, or, you know, just kind of walking slowly as they finish out their course and that type of thing. She said, no, I want to be rounding third in a cloud of dust. I want to be on two wheels just coming around the corner so fast because I have so much momentum in my life. And she said, Jeff, when I head for home, I want to make sure everybody knows that I am heading for home with the greatest intentional desire and the greatest passion that I can muster. No matter how old I am, I'm going to finish strong. And when I cross that home plate, I'm going to put my hand up in the sky and know that God's grace got me through, and I gave it everything I had all the way to the end. And that's almost word for word what I put in one of my books. Listen, here's the point. The point is, that's exactly what we're trying to do with the Vintage Truth Podcast, with my ministry, Main Thing Ministries, with my speaking, with my writing, everything. Listen, and you want to be the same way. You want to be the kind of person that holds nothing back, that gives it all, that does it all, that everything you can to try and help partner with God in your life to bring the gospel and God's truth to this world that desperately, desperately needs it. And what I'm about to introduce you to here in just a moment is a conversation I had with a very dear friend of mine, Todd Hampson. And Todd and I are, he was an author. He's actually the author of two books. One's just about to come out, but the first book is called The Nonprofit's Guide to the End Times. And it's a very sort of tongue-in-cheek. Todd is an animator and a cartoonist and incredible graphic design artist. And he has put into this one book, The Nonprofit's Guide to the End Times, an incredible way for everyone to really grasp Bible prophecy. And the reason why I wanted to reach out to Todd and did reach out to him is because he and I are really kind of cut from the same bolt of cloth, even though he's, you know, an animator and has done work for the government and has done work for a lot of graphic design. And me being a Bible teacher and a pastor and, you know, an author and that type of thing, Todd and I, the spirit that we have together is very in concert with one another. And here's why. We desire to bring the truth of Bible prophecy to this generation and to the next generation. And so we are intentional about that. And so we're revving our engines together, and we're starting to brainstorm some ways that we can partner and create a sense of synergy to come together and to put on events all across the country, and hopefully to make an impact into churches for the truth of God in these last days and to help the bride wake up. So anyway, one of my things I did after going to Virginia, I swung down through Augusta, Georgia, and went to Todd's house, and we sat down for a while and just had a conversation about dreaming, about what this new little ministry, we both have our own ministries, but this new cooperating ministry could look like. And we're calling it the Prophecy Pros, as in professionals, Prophecy Pros. And it's Todd and I coming together to try to bring this truth of God's word for the end times to the church, to help the church wake up, to become strengthened. And I won't give away any more right now. We're just in the infancy stage of this. And so that's why I wanted to go and to be with Todd and for us to sit down and just brainstorm a little bit, let you get to know him. But I'm very proud to present Todd Hampson to you. And so this following what you're about to hear is the conversation we had just a couple days ago.
All right, it's Jeff Kinley, and welcome again to the Vintage Truth Podcast. Excited that you've joined us here today, because today I've got a very special guest. My good friend Todd Hampson is with me, and I'm excited to introduce you to Todd, because you're going to be hearing a lot more about him from me, and I'm going to get Todd to tell us more about his story and about how he got into writing and the whole idea of prophecy and what led him to that. But Todd and I have met before, and just found a kindred spirit about God and prophecy and just what the Lord's doing. And so we just want to talk a little bit about what God has done to bring him to this point. So Todd, welcome to the Vintage Truth Podcast.
Thank you so much, Jeff. It's an honor to be on here with you.
Fantastic. Well, hey, why don't you just begin by telling us about how you got into prophecy and what led you into this whole world and kind of where you came from, what you do, and that kind of thing.
Sure thing. Yeah, it really, at its core, it stems back to my actual salvation. You know, I grew up unchurched, and I had a lot of these apologetics kinds of questions about the Bible. And one of the key things that the Lord used to convince me that the Bible was from him was fulfilled Bible prophecy. Mm. So, and I probably wouldn't have phrased it just like that at the time, but that's where my original love for prophecy came from.
Right.
And ever since then, I've had an interest. I've studied it at various levels and that kind of thing. But wasn't until about 2015 when I was looking around at the world and just the crazy stuff going on, and really was starting to look for more answers for myself and other questions that other believers were asking me. And I noticed that most of them that I talked to were really confused about the end times, which view to adopt, you know, what the nature of the rapture was, what the tribulation period was, whole mm-hmm. nine yards. So I really just, you know, had a, you know, pretty good knowledge of it myself, but I really wanted to dive in deep and just learn it for myself and present it to other people in a way that they could understand.
Fantastic. And so tell us about your background, what you do, like, what is your real job that you do?
Yeah. So my real job that puts bread on the table for the most part is I have an animation company called Timbuktoons, and been around since 2003 producing animation for family-friendly ministries, children's ministries, and that kind of thing. So that's kind of where my art background comes from. So I love characters. I love designing characters and creating artwork that is compelling and appealing to people. And marrying that with Bible prophecy is kind of best of both worlds for me.
Yeah, it is. Although it sounds like those two things would never come together.
Yeah.
So how in the world do you bring animation and, you know, sketchings and cartoons and graphs and all these things into the world of Bible prophecy? How does that all fit together?
You know, it really was a God thing. It wasn't something I intentionally set out to plan, other than the fact that we were already using art with ministry and Bible teaching. But Bible prophecy in itself can be an intimidating topic, and eschatology for sure is intimidating to most people. And there's a lot of negative connotations that people, the average Christian, has built up over the years. So really, God just led me to come up with this idea with this goofy character and some comical artwork to kind of use the artwork as comedy relief to break down some walls. And also, the generations coming behind us are very visual. You know, they're very visual learners, and I'm a visual learner. So it just, I really wanted to produce a book that I liked, that I wanted to, share with other people, that I felt would use the visuals to teach them in a new and creative way.
Hmm. So tell us about then your first book on Bible prophecy using this character. What's the name of the character again?
He's the nonprophet, and that's PROPHET. So he's not a good prophet. He gets prophecy wrong all the time. So you kind of learn along with him by a negative example.
Yeah. Sort of the bumbling prophet.
Yeah, bumbling prophet. And he also is a terrible businessman. So he's the nonprophet on two levels.
There you go. That's great. So this character sort of serve as a gateway to introduce us to some of the topics about Bible prophecy. Is that right?
Exactly. There's comic strips of him throughout the book, and also little spot illustrations of him, you know, conveying different truths about Bible prophecy. And basically, he's the lighthearted aspect of the book, even hoping that non-believers would even pick it up, and as they're flipping through the book, see the artwork and be sucked into a page and then not be able to put it down, you know?
Absolutely. So. Yeah, and that's one of the things about Bible prophecies, that many times people they come up sort of to the door of Bible prophecy, and they're afraid to go inside because it's like a maze to a lot of people. It's like it's like HTML, trying to write code for the computer. And yet what you do in your book is you help people kind of identify with it from a visual perspective, but also include that truth in there as well, that hardcore biblical truth on it. Now, when you did this first book there on Bible prophecy, what was your goal for the whole book? I mean, what did you want to accomplish when you wrote this thing?
I really, at the time, I thought it was a one-shot deal. Like, I definitely felt 100% called to it, like no other project I've ever worked on. And I really thought I had one shot to get a basic overview of Bible prophecy, from the super basics to like what is Bible prophecy, all the way through to some of the key prophetic sections in Scripture, and even a chapter on Revelation, even down to really what it all led to was the end time signs. Like, are we living in the end times? Is that even biblical to study and look at? What are legitimate biblical end time signs versus illegitimate ones, and just really kind of unpacking that for readers.
Okay, tell us how you kind of like your background in terms of who are some of the people that you've read that have sort of inspired you with Bible prophecy, or has it been just your own study, or kind of what has been some of the impetus to get you into this?
Well, there's this guy named Jeff Kinley. I read a few of his books.
No, don't read him. He's horrible. He's a heretic.
But honestly, I have read, in studying Bible prophecy and even preparing for book one, I did read quite a few of your books. Your friend Mark Hitchcock and mine read some of his books, and the older guys, Tim LaHaye, Dr. Reagan, all the old ones, Dwight Pentecost, all those guys that really, I feel like we stand on their shoulders now.
Absolutely,
because they did so much to systematically study the topic in a thoroughly biblical way that we can learn a lot, get up to speed quickly by reading what they do. But countless books, to be honest.
That's fantastic. In fact, Dr. Pentecost, he was one of the men I studied under at Dallas Seminary. He's an incredible mind.
Awesome.
He used to teach, open up, most professors bring stacks of notes. He just brought an old Bible and he would just open it up on this podium and just start teaching us eschatology, the life of Christ, systematic theology, just all from memory, because he just had it up there in his head and his heart. And, I think that's very important for the listeners to understand, is that, we don't just come into the Christian world and think that we can, learn everything on our own. I mean, there are people who have done work for us, who've done study and research, and these are the people that have that serve as our spiritual mentors, on various different topics, and one of them really is Bible prophecy. And, we've often said about prophecy is that, we come into this whole world of prophecy, it does require a little bit more study than, let's just say, reading the Psalms or reading something in Philippians or whatever. I mean, it does require that, but you know what? That's what the world's all about. I mean, anything you're going to do that you're going to be good at, you're going to have to put some time into.
Absolutely.
And that's definitely true with the Bible, Bible study, and in particular, Bible prophecy. So I think that's very important that, the listeners know that when you get a book like this, like Todd has written, that it comes from a wealth of study. It's not just someone just sitting down and just talking off the cuff, but you want someone who's got deep roots in the Scripture, who's done their homework, so that when you read that, you can read something that is trusted and something that's really going to impact your life. Now, I know that you've got another book that's coming out here in about a month here. Tell us about that book.
So that's the second book in the series, and it's The Nonprofit's Guide to the Book of Revelation. And it's both a follow-up to book one, but also it could also be a lead into book one. You don't have to have read the first book. So the book one is an overview of Bible prophecy, and the second one is, that's the next thing everyone was asking is, like, I don't understand the book of Revelation. Can you write something similar that helps me understand Revelation? So I attempted to do that with book two.
Oh, that's fantastic. In fact, that's one of the things that I hear a lot from people today, specifically younger people, millennials, people in their 20s and 30s. They'll say to me, hey, I'm just afraid to dive into Revelation because, maybe they've said it scares me, or I don't understand it. It sounds like, some mixed mash of, the Book of Eli and The Walking Dead meets Interstellar, all these things, these come collision into this intersection. And I understand that because, this apocalyptic language that John uses can be very confusing. And just from a chronological standpoint, which comes first and that type of thing. So it's very important that we have in the body of Christ, books like yours that are coming out that talk about, that bring this this truth, this confusing truth, down to a level that every Christian can reach out and grasp and really say to themselves, hey, I think I'm getting this, you know, for the first time in my life. And so I think that's very exciting. And tell us when the book comes out.
It comes out in early October, and you know, it might come out a little bit before that, but I think the official release date is October 1st or 2nd, something like that, whatever that Tuesday is.
Awesome.
And and I can't wait. Yeah, I'm looking forward to that one.
It's always exciting. It's not like the birth of our children, but it's it is a birth of sorts. You
sure.
know, something's coming out into the world that no one's ever seen before.
Yeah.
It has a unique fingerprint on it that no one's ever had. Yeah. So it's very exciting. I'm very excited for you as well.
Thank you.
And that's, you know, really, to be honest, I mean, that's one of the things that for me, I mean, if you've listened to this podcast, you know that for me, I'm very committed to the scriptures. I mean, it's called the Vintage Truth Podcast. And and the reason why is because we live in a world of lies, and there's so many half-truths and, you know, fake news from a spiritual perspective. And, you know, not everybody who's preaching the Bible is preaching the Bible. And so, you know, we want to make sure that we get that kind of solid truth out there. And that's one of the things that that really drew me to Todd. And like I said earlier, there's a kindred spirit that I feel with him. And one of the things, other than just the fact that he's very biblically grounded, is the fact that he really wants to reach the next generation with the message of Bible prophecy and to really help people have the hope that we all are looking for in these last days. And, you know, I know, Todd, you're familiar with a statistic that says that about 41% of Americans believe we're living in the last days as described in the Bible. And among evangelicals, it's like 77%. So when you consider that, I know the people listening to this podcast here look around at the world that they're living in, and they just go, man, how much longer can we do this? You know, how much worse is it going to get, you know, politically and morally and socially and economically and everything that's going on? And we seem like we're on this collision course with Revelation that God has mapped out for the world. And so that's why we need solid information, not just to give us information, but also to give us transformation and to help us have that kind of hope in our world today. And so Todd and I got together and we just said, hey, maybe the Lord would have us partner together and collaborate together to come up with something that would help that generation and even those obviously outside of that as well. So we've come together, and Todd, say a word just about this concept that we've come up with here.
It really is just a God thing, and we've been kind of following the Lord one step at a time, just letting him kind of confirm that it's his direction and letting him grow it. But basically, we came up with a concept called Prophecy Pros, and that's you and me, trying to teach prophecy in a professional, respectable, thoroughly biblical way. And that's the prose part. We're both paid authors, you know, that we've definitely put some work in. You've put in a lot more work than I have over the years, getting to where you're at. But there are a lot of voices out there, and we want to be trusted voices in this space for millennials and Generation Z and everyone and anyone, really. But really, we want to specifically target those, that age bracket, just because We see the confusion. We see the lack of biblical education and the lack of biblical understanding. And I'm not saying that in a critical way. It's just the reality. Every study shows it. Every, you know, Barna Pew or whatever research study shows that, you know, the next generations are more biblically illiterate than ever. And at the same time, we're living in scarier times than ever. And people are naturally having this question about the times we're living in. It's the elephant in the room that nobody wants to talk about it.
Right.
We want to talk about it in a biblical way and make sure we're trusted voices in that space.
Absolutely. And, you know, a lot of times with younger people, with teenagers and that type of thing, you know, we kind of want to just feed them, you know, baby food, spiritually speaking. But my experience has been that teenagers can really handle the deep truths of Scripture. And they love it when you speak to them in their own language, but they really want the truth. You know, they don't want you to dumb it down so bad you insult their intelligence, you know. And the same is true, obviously, with 20s and 30s. And, you know, I talk to a lot of people, a lot of singles, a lot of couples that they find it really hard to connect with the church today. They're Christians, they love Jesus, but they find it hard to discover an experience in a church where not only is the teaching sound and solid, but they're able to ask these kinds of questions about the future, about what the Bible says, about what it's going to be like in the tribulation. Is there a tribulation, or is that just a symbolic metaphor? I mean, is there really, is there a rapture, or is this just something that, you know, we've invented to escape hard times, you know, in the end times? And so that's why Todd and I have come together for Prophecy Pros, because we want to combine the gifts and the talents and the abilities that God has given each of us to try to come together and to develop a sort of a synergistic approach to helping the body of Christ wake up and hear and understand these truths so that they can have hope in these dark times that we're living in, so that they can shine the light of Christ brighter. And that all begins by understanding the Scripture. Everything we do in the Christian life begins with understanding the Scripture, because, you know, you can't worship a God you don't know, and you can't serve a God that you don't know. And so that begins with, you know, getting into the Scripture. So, you know, like I said, we're just at the beginning of this journey, as Todd mentioned, but, you know, we're talking about podcasts, we're talking about a YouTube channel, we're talking about one-day events where we'd come to your community. And we would speak on this whole idea of Bible prophecy, and how do we have hope for our times, and how do we live through these difficult times. We're talking about some other online things that we're going to do. And, you know, Todd and I, we don't live in the same city. He lives in Georgia. I live in Arkansas. And yet with the miracle of modern technology, as they say, you know, we're able to kind of come together and do some of this stuff. So I am so pumped and so excited about just partnering with this dear brother and seeing what God has in the future. And we would ask you to pray that God would do something so unique and so powerful that the only explanation for it would be God Himself.
Amen.
You know, and so that's what we're really seeking. We're not seeking glory for ourselves, or, you know, just to try to make a buck or something like that. We really want to impact the body of Christ, because when it boils down to it, I mean, that's the goal. The goal is to help people and to glorify God. And so as we do this together, I'm praying that God would just take it, and the sky's the limit. I mean, he'd do whatever he wants to do with it. Todd, as we close this thing up, why don't you just share a little bit about what your dream, what your vision would be for Prophecy Pros, and just how God might take each of our talents and uniquely put them together?
Yeah, I think number one, like you said, you and I have a great chemistry together, like-minded spirit. It's clear that God connected us, and that he has a purpose for it. And I just really do want to just leverage everything that we've done for the glory of God to reach this next generation. My dream would be, even if we did a few one days each year, and some deeper training online that people could sign up for, that we could really, you know, for those that want to go a little bit deeper, that we would have those resources available for them. And as Jeff said, just please pray for us that God would give us wisdom, that God would connect us to the right people, and that he would show us specifically how to reach the people we're trying to reach. You know, we look at it like we're missionaries. You know, we're really trying to meet people where they are, speak their language, and guide them into Bible prophecy. And as we've said, it's such an exciting time to be alive. I mean, right now, more than ever, the whole church age is like first century, you know, where the Holy Spirit's at work, where we're, you know, we're the age, everything we're looking at, things are winding down, and we're in the time where we need to be really excited about the Lord's return and leveraging that, not in a way that we hunker down and stop working and just wait for him to return, but we really boldly get out there and tell people about the Lord that we love so much.
That's so true. And we want to hear from you. We want to hear what your thoughts are on this concept, and we want to hear your questions. We want to know, what are the most pertinent, most curious questions that you have about Bible prophecy? And that's one of the things that we want to do through this ministry, is to meet you where you are, not just to give you information, but like I said, to help you understand what God has said from his word. But I know you have a lot of questions about Bible prophecy, so we're going to give you the opportunity to ask those questions, and then we're going to tackle them the best way we know how. So Prophecy Pros is coming your way. Stay tuned. Tell us about your website. What's your website?
So my website's just toddhampson.com.
Okay.
Yep.
toddhampson.com, jeffkinley.com. You can check both of those websites out for more information on Prophecy Pros. And look out, folks. God is doing some great things right now, and we're very excited about what he's going to do through this very exciting ministry. Be sure to check out Todd's new book, Nonprofit's Guide to Revelation. That'll be out in early October. You can pre-order that right now, by the way, on Amazon or Barnes & Noble or any of your digital website places to order books. And definitely get a copy of that. I guarantee you it'll put this whole prophecy thing and Revelation in a language that you can understand. So, Todd, thanks for being on the Vintage Truth Podcast, brother. And we look forward to great things in the future.
Likewise. Absolutely, brother.
All right. Thanks a lot. Yeah.